is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. Dr. Cora Hart, Behavioral Health Program Director for ADAPT Primary Care Inn. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So get real close to the microphone there. And first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do at ADAPT.
So I'm the behavioral health director for the primary care side of things. So I oversee our integrated behavioral health services for primary care, as well as our medication-assisted treatment services in primary care. And more recently, I have become the site principal investigator for two national multi-site clinical trials as well.
So how long have you been at ADAPT?
Almost 7 years.
And obviously a bit of a switch along the way, just in terms of the names and all that.
Yes. Still getting used to all the name changes.
So let's talk about these clinical trials. First of all, I'm always amazed when any kind of facility in a place as small as Douglas County is involved in something mm-hmm. national.
Yeah. So that's one of the things I really like about both of these clinical trials are with the National Institute of Drug Abuse Clinical Trials Network. And so they allow, you know, sites like ours that are small, not necessarily associated with a big academic center, to participate in national research. And so we kind of get the benefit of being able to provide cutting edge treatments to our patients and also are able to contribute to research in a way that's really on the ground. So, you know, we're providing information about what happens in actual real-life treatment settings.
And I would imagine, too, if you're doing a national study in any area related to medicine or psychology or any of the things that come into play there, that having people that are part of it in different, widely diverse parts of the country mm-hmm. would make the outcome of your research more accurate.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of diversity across the sites that are participating. Some are in big cities, some are in more rural areas like ours, spread out across the country. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to participate in research.
So talk about medical assisted treatment for opioid use disorders.
So that's a whole other conversation, but that's definitely an area where ADAPT has a lot of treatment options available. We have everything from detox to residential treatment services, as well as outpatient and MAT in the setting of primary care. So medication-assisted treatment is essentially any treatment for a substance use disorder that involves a medication. Examples of this include medications like Suboxone that are used for the treatment of opioid use disorder.
And so does this topic, does that kind of tie into one of these national studies you're working on?
Yeah, absolutely. So both of these studies are actually related to medication-assisted treatment and finding ways to provide even better treatment to individuals suffering from opioid use disorders.
Now, opioid use, it's been out there for a while, and I think for at the front end, it seemed like people would talk about it and sort of presume that it was all related to what you would maybe consider more hardcore drug use, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But over time, that really shifted a lot.
Right, absolutely. It's across the board. So certainly, some individuals may be using things like heroin, but we also see a lot of individuals misusing prescription medications that they've obtained either from their provider or obtained illegally.
And do you see that as well in terms of the type of people involved? I mean, in terms of working professionals, medical people?
Yeah, opioid use disorder affects people from all walks of life.
So explain, first of all, when we talk about this, maybe we should define what a clinical trial is.
Mm-hmm. So a clinical trial is a specific type of research that is investigating an intervention to see if it's effective, oftentimes comparing it to what's called treatment as usual, so the treatments that are already available, to see if the new intervention is better or potentially less harmful, has fewer side effects than the treatments we're already using. So you might be investigating a new medication, you might be investigating a new behavioral intervention, but basically you're taking an intervention and seeing how it works with the people who would actually benefit from it.
And I imagine that these take a while because you want to know not just what happens at the front end when somebody goes through this, but is it effective up the road?
Absolutely. So clinical trials typically occur in phases. So the trials that we're a part of are a little bit later down on the process. So we know that the medications being used are really safe and effective. So now we're kind of hammering out the details to see what's most effective and most helpful for individuals in getting and staying sober.
So has ADAPT been involved in other clinical trials in the past?
Yes, in 2003, ADAPT was involved with a clinical trial about motivational interviewing with Yale University. And in 2007, ADAPT was also involved in a large-scale clinical trial about Suboxone and how Suboxone and counseling can help individuals with chronic pain and opioid use disorder.
And when you're involved in those, how long is ADAPT involved?
It really depends on the trial. So we have two currently going on. One is going to be a little bit over a year, and one's a five-year trial. So it really depends on the question being investigated.
So to get involved in this, does ADAPT, do you go out to these national people and say, you know, hey, we want to be a part of it, or do they come to you, or some of both?
It's some of both. So because ADAPT has had a positive history of working with NIDA and the Clinical Trials Network and the partners at OHSU who are also involved in this work, I think for both of the trials that we're currently involved in, they actually reached out to say, hey, we think you'd be a really good fit. We'd like to see if you can be involved with us. So ADAPT has a positive history of participating in these trials, and we hope to keep that going moving forward.
So what's your role in all this?
So I'm the site principal investigator. So what that means is I'm kind of responsible for overseeing what happens at our site, making sure things are done appropriately and correctly. Anytime you're doing research like this, there's layers and layers and layers of regulations and oversight to make sure that individuals who choose to participate understand what they're agreeing to and are as safe as possible while they participate. So my piece is kind of overseeing what's happening at our local site.
And I suppose it's very important. I mean, it's kind of obvious that you do all your paperwork right. I mean,
yes. When
you're documenting things like that.
Yes, absolutely. There is a lot of paperwork.
And can that be kind of a very long process?
Yeah, so one of the first things someone would do if they were agreeing to participate in a research trial would be complete an informed consent. So usually this is about a 20-page document. It takes 45 minutes or so to review to make sure that the person agreeing to the research fully understands what's expected of them, any risks or benefits to them, and has an opportunity to ask any questions before they agree. So even up front, there's a lot of paperwork with research trials, but a lot of it's to make sure that individuals who participate are protected and fully understand their role in research.
And maybe it varies a lot, but when you're working on one of these, the people that you're working with locally as part of that clinical trial, small group, large group, how many folks tend to be involved?
As far as participants?
Right.
So again, it really varies. Both of these trials are national trials. So, you know, we're hoping to recruit about 70 folks for the trial we currently have going on at Detox. And there's six sites nationally. So, and then for the one we have going on in primary care, it's a few more than that. So during the course of the trial, we're hoping to recruit about one person a week that would be interested in participating.
Dr. Cora Hart from ADAPT, back in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 and Inside Douglas County from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Shannon Sebastian on your Q this afternoon. Dr. Cora Hart, Behavioral Health Program Director with ADAPT Primary Care, with us talking about a clinical trial that ADAPT is involved in. And we were talking during the break about this. Science, things like this, research kind of fascinates me. For some people, it's a bit of a boring topic. But when you realize to help people to get a better outcome, to look at a lot of different avenues, doing research is really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, many people don't realize this, but most modern, or really all modern medical treatments, medications, interventions went through a process like this, so that we know it's safe and know it's effective. So before you ever take a medication or participate in even a surgical intervention, there's years and years of research behind it to ensure it's as safe and effective as possible.
So what's different about being part of a clinical trial or study versus getting typical treatment if you had these issues and you were seeing someone?
Yeah, so obviously ADAPT, continues to offer the full spectrum of substance use disorder treatment. And we're adding research on top of that. So certainly anyone can continue to seek the treatment as usual that they would typically get with ADAPT. And if someone's eligible to participate in one of our clinical trials, I think I mentioned the paperwork earlier. There is a little bit more paperwork. But with that comes more appointments, which most people feel is more supportive. So there's more monitoring about how your health is doing, about how you're doing, if you're participating in research. There's typically more frequent visits. But because of that, because it is, about your time and energy to come in and participate in a trial, and there's usually reimbursement for those visits as well, as an appreciation for you taking your time to come in and participate in research.
So how do these trials benefit local people other than some of the things you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, one of the big things other than the additional support is you get access to treatments that aren't available anywhere else in the community and really available in very few places nationally. So the most cutting edge treatments as far as treatments for substance use disorders are available in the setting of a clinical trial.
And for people that are hearing about this, what kinds of folks are you looking for as you're trying to get some people involved in this? Talk about maybe behaviors, issues, what?
Yeah, so we have two clinical trials that are currently going. One is a trial that is in detox, and it's investigating a rapid protocol to get individuals onto a medication called Vivitrol. So Vivitrol is a medication that blocks the effects of opioids, so it can be a really good treatment option for people who haven't responded well to other treatments or who, for whatever reason, would prefer not to be on a controlled substance. The challenge with Vivitrol is it takes about 2 weeks. You have to be off of opioids completely for about 2 weeks before you can get the first once-a-month injection. So this trial is investigating a protocol to get individuals onto the medication within 5 to 6 days in a medically managed situation. So individuals who would be eligible for this study basically are anyone who is in need of detox services and is interested in Vivitrol as a treatment option.
Now, is this something that takes place, because you talked about the having to be clean from it for a certain period mm-hmm. of time? So then is that an inpatient situation?
Yeah, so we are able through detox to provide up to 2 weeks of additional inpatient support. So individuals can detox completely in a controlled environment and have a lot of support before getting that first injection. And then are eligible for two additional Vivitrol injections that are paid for by the study, so at no cost to the participant. Similarly, our trial in Winston at our primary care clinic is also a medication-assisted treatment trial. We're looking at a variety of medications and psychosocial supports to see what are the best ways to retain people in treatment, how to keep them engaged in treatment, and then eventually to discontinue treatment So anyone who is appropriate for office-based medication-assisted treatment, who would like to come to Winston for that, would potentially be eligible for the other clinical trial.
And is there an age range?
Adults, so 18 and older.
But beyond that, it could be any age adult?
Any age adult, but no one who is pregnant or plans to become pregnant in the near future.
Because there are a lot of things to look at when you're going through these things, and sometimes because you don't know impacts, you've got to be a little safe.
Right. And the good thing is in both of these trials, the medications that are being used have been used before. We're just looking at different ways of using them or perhaps different specific formulations of these medications. So they have well-established safety profiles, and we have a really good understanding of what the risks and benefits are. And we're just seeing if we can build on the success that's been had with these medications in the past.
You've got to have a lot of patience to do this. And patience meaning you've got to be, you know, I mean, this is a long process with everybody.
Yes. And thankfully, I have a great research team who really are the folks doing the hands-on work. I'm following up, recruiting people into the studies. So, yeah, it's definitely a team effort.
When you've had other studies, people who've gone through them locally, what were their feelings afterwards about being part of that study?
You know, I can't speak to what ADAPT has done in the past because that was before my time with ADAPT. But so far, we've had, you know, a pretty positive response. We've heard folks say that they appreciate the extra support they're getting, especially early in sobriety. The more support, the better. And the study is one mechanism for providing that. And there's a lot of contact with the research staff and the medical providers. So I think the extra support has been a real benefit.
And I bet it has been an extra challenge, especially in the past 14, 16 months to do things like
yes.
this at all.
Absolutely. COVID has certainly impacted our, you know, at times we have to switch to telehealth and the primary care setting. You know, at times we have to reduce or temporarily halt admissions into detox. So it's constant flexibility, but we're making it work.
For people who might be interested in some of the treatment you mentioned, but don't want to be maybe part of a clinical trial, can they still do that?
Absolutely. The full range of ADAPT services is available, and folks can always go to adaptoregon.org to check out all the different treatment options and how to get connected with services.
I'm curious how you got into this whole field to begin with.
That's a great question. So I'm a psychologist by training. So when you get a PhD in clinical psychology, a part of that is training and research. And but this is a far cry. When I was in graduate school, my research focused on sexual assault prevention and couples with or one or both partners had serious and persisting mental illnesses like bipolar disorder. I primarily came to this through my position with ADAPT and working in healthcare, which has really been my passion.
Well, it was pretty fascinating. And again, if people want to get involved in all of this or contact ADAPT directly, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so if you're really interested in one of the studies, I have a couple of phone numbers, which I know are a little tricky. But if you're interested in learning more about the detox study, you can call 541-799-7752. And if you're interested in learning more about the study that we have in primary care in Winston, you can call 541-900-7434. And you can also email me as well with any general questions, corah@adaptoregon.org.
Dr. Cora Hart from ADAPT, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.